Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Thank you for being here. The show about food and fun places in the mayhem of life on a thirsty Thursday. And away we go into Steak Day, the great steak debate. How do you like it? Kind of still with some moo, or do you like it like beef jerky? Of course, we'll get into that. It's also telephone day today. Remembering the first cell phones we ever had. Oh, my old Nokia. I think kids in daycare got to play with it after I was done with it. So happy Steak Day, happy phone day. Also, there's more pictures circulating, more tire changing from Manitoba's premier making the rounds. Of course, we have got the latest for you involving the wonderful pictures of Wob. The wonderful pictures of Wob. That's coming up. Also, the salmon shirt guy at the Jets game getting a lot of attention online. Of course, we're food, fun places, and the mayhem of life, meaning all stuff that's kind of trending online. As we start a Thirsty Thursday together, it's great to see you. Thank you for being part of it. I'm Tyler Glenn, and welcome into the Beach Bunker. Breaking news this morning, Walmart has done an about turn on self-checkouts. They're throwing the gauntlet down, and this is in the States, not in Canada, but will this bode well for Canadian Walmart stores? Yes, you heard correct. Walmart's saying, you know what? No future in the self-checkout. We're going to do a deep dive into that because everyone loves the topic of self-checkouts. Also, the story of a family that ended up in the emergency room because of their daughter's easy bake oven. Bum, bum, bum. The dangers that are lurking in your child's toy box. Is that where the easy bake oven goes? Also, the 10 unhealthiest salad dressings ranked by fat. So I choose, see, because I'm a positive person, I choose to call this bit the 10 most delicious salad dressings. The 10 unhealthiest salad dressings. Who's writing this? Oreo cookies out with a new summer flavor, and I'm a little concerned. It's taking two of my favorite flavors and combining them. And sometimes just because you like one particular flavor doesn't necessarily mean it's going to go good with the other. You know what I'm saying? In Belcourt, 88 minutes south of Brandon, they got a big trampoline park that they're working on. They're putting the finishing touches. I was down there last week. They've just got, really, it's just inspections to clear. They're kind of in the inspection stage, just tweaking things. You know, the trampoline park is like a full, what do you call it? Almost like a giant hall filled with trampolines. You know what I'm talking about. The kids will jump from one to another, and then it looks like up on the wall, and then swing from different stuff. It's like, it's the ultimate. Ultimate jungle gym, and it's going to be opening in weeks. We're now down to weeks, and that goes together with the Turtle Island Water Park, which is the new multi-million dollar water slide park that they've built at the Skydancer Casino. And again, they've got some beautiful rooms down there. Check out skydancercasino.com online. They've got special deals for that. And of course, a summer of entertainment is coming to the Skydancer as well. If you watch America's Got Talent, you'll be familiar with the name Chapel Hart. The America's Got Talent stars hit the stage Sunday, May the 19th, and Nelly has an outdoor show at Skydancer in August, Saturday, August the 17th. Again, visit SkydancerCasino.com. If you're like QD and you're sitting in the backyard with the kids and you've got a smoky with cheese just popping and sizzling, you're going to want to put that in a beautiful bun. It's like you on your most tired day sliding into those sheets in your beautiful bed. That beautiful bed with the nice clean sheets, that feeling of, this is exactly where I need to be right now. That's what your smoky is saying. That is what your smoky is saying. Put me in a Kaiser's bun, please. In a Kuiper's Kaiser bun. Whether that be for hamburger or hot dog. Because it is the best bun. It shows true love for your burger and your smoky and for yourself by getting a Kuiper's Family Bakery hamburger or hot dog bun. The official hamburger and hot dog bun of the Tyler Glenn Show. And they are selling a lot of these. All right. The earlier you go to maybe, you know, at coffee time or lunchtime to run errands and slide by Kuiper's, the better. Because the word is out on these things, okay? And, of course, you already know about the cinnamon buns and the sausage rolls and the pizza buns. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. And, finally, Auto Fashion. Our friends at Auto Fashion will get your vehicle looking spiffy for Mother's Day. Wouldn't that be a great Mom's Day gift? Go and see Cass and and Herman and say, you know what? I'd like to get something for my mom, maybe a clean car for Mother's Day, and they'll hook you up, okay? Because mom would love a clean car. She deserves it. She does so much. She runs you all over the place. She's like a part-time taxi driver, so let's make sure that mom has got a great, clean vehicle, okay? Take it to our friends at Auto Fashion, where it's not just detailing. It is fine auto finishing. And, of course, they've got paintless dent repair. They'll fix those scratches for you. Hail damage, they're MPI and SGI accredited. You'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. Asking you this morning about how you like your steak. You've probably, if you've been on Facebook already this morning, you've seen this little post. How do you like your steak? Now, number one being kind of rare, still has a little bit of moo in it. Number two is how I like it. I like it just a little bit rare with lots of heat. It's got to be warm. I could probably have a one. I could have a one, but it's got to be hot. Number three is half cooked. I can get away with doing that in the household. That's my son and I will take a two. Three is passable, depending. I dim the lights so that the people eating it can't see how. Number four is preferred in my family. I think the girls like four. Tracy really likes five. She's gonna take a five. She doesn't want anything leaking, no blood, wants it nice and done up good. And so, Quentin is saying rare, but not cold. Heat is important. Molly says medium rare, not cold. I think we can all agree no one likes a cold steak. I don't, unless just chime in on chat and say, I don't mind a cold steak. No, I think everyone wants a hot steak. That's kind of a given. Steak day today. How cooked do you like it? Little bit pink, whole lot of pink, or no pink at all. Karen says five, which is well done, but if I'm not paying attention and Tyler's having a few too many tequila behind the grill and I'm not paying attention, then she can put up with that. She can put up with a four. You got to be careful with five. Five could be beef jerky. And then it gets tough. And if it's not seasoned well, it's too beefy. I don't know. I just not a fan. But it is the safest way to do it. And of course, if you're cooking or barbecuing for a large crowd, if you do a whole bunch of fives, no one is going to complain. Or if crime tape has to go up. If all of a sudden there's crime tape around your plate, it's like, back away, please. This is a crime scene. We got blood everywhere. Please back up. This is just a little too much blood here. Anyway, happy steak day, guys. Get out there. Enjoy a steak. Beautiful day for steak. Enjoy a steak today. Also trending is our buddy Wob, our premier, helping somebody change a tire after a funeral, relative, a cousin, and he happened to be in the area, helped the cousin out. It's great. I mean, that's what you would do if you had a relative that had a flat tire. You help them up. But someone snapped a picture, and of course, no one reads the context. No one asks any questions. They just see the premier changing a tire. How cool is that? But people start having some fun with it and creating their own situations where the premier may be helping out in various situations. And I found it rather entertaining. Here he is in the backyard helping with some gardening, he's actually helping to hang a hammock in this picture. He's helping with some artwork in this picture. This is a nice shot of him helping with some. I like this one especially because the ice cream machine is always broken. You want to make this guy the Prime Minister of Canada. I know he's a popular premier, but if he is known not only as the premier that changes tires, but he can fix the ice cream machine, that's it. They're just going to throw him the keys to the country and say, that's it. It's yours, pal, because that stupid ice cream machine is always broken. And he's there to fix it. He's there to save the day. There he is, enjoying some time with a puppy. And there he is helping raise some cattle. I believe that's somebody getting cozy with calf there. And helping getting a dress all put together. There he is. They've put him in all kinds of situations. And they've even had him building shelters for the less fortunate in Winnipeg. Look at him there. He's a hard-working man rescuing dogs. And he's making, there's Bannock. He's everywhere. I am everywhere, man. I am everywhere. Wob is everywhere, man. There are some premiers who say that they're going to improve healthcare. And then you've got our premier. Our premier has said not only will he improve healthcare, if he has to go to the hospital himself to make sure that Manitobans receive the proper care that they deserve, he will be there. He doesn't have a mask on. We need to get him a mask. Oh, that's pretty funny. And there he is with a duck over a campfire. The premier is everywhere. He is helping, and he'd even helped. I don't know what's going on here. Oh, he's skinning a moose. Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, very nice. I guess people are starting to have some fun with this. I don't much get this, but this too was making the rounds, and it was a guy at the Jets game. Of course, everybody on earth knows that it's a Winnipeg whiteout. When I saw this guy, I thought to myself, you know what? This guy's probably from Brandon. Because we have, for those not in the area, we have this thing going on. This is how a Brandon person feels when they're in Winnipeg. This is literally how somebody outside the perimeter feels like when they're visiting Winnipeg. Maybe it resonated. We're all the salmon shirt guy. I feel like the salmon shirt guy every time I'm in Winnipeg. My sister says to me, you should come to the city more often. Why don't you come to the city? Because I feel like the salmon shirt guy. Crazy people in white jerseys all around me. I just want to be me. I want to just be me. And so in typical Winnipeg fashion, the section 329, I love, you know, if you've ever been to a Jets game, they'll heckle the goalie. They'll heckle not just the goalie, any player really. And they'll get the chant going. You get 16,000 people screaming at one particular player to psych them out. Call them names. Say bad things about them. It's kind of funny, but because the hockey players are making millions of dollars. They can take it. They take their big fat paycheck and they'll go home. But when they start chanting about a fan, it gets kind of weird. You're like, salmon shirt guy, salmon shirt guy. And so people start taking some pictures of the salmon shirt guy, and it went viral. He just wanted to wear his salmon shirt to the game. Now, if you want an example of somebody in the community does not want to go with the flow, that wants to be who they are, that wants to just show up and be liked for whatever they're wearing, whatever their opinions are, whatever. It's that guy. It is that guy. And of course, I had to jump on the bandwagon. I did, and said that that's actually a Tyler Glenn Show shirt. So I was having some fun with that. I posted that, yeah, this guy, you sell one guy one shirt and he goes to a game where everyone's supposed to be wearing white and he wears this color. I said he didn't really buy one of my shirts, which, by the way, are for sale at TylerGlennShow.com. Just follow the merch link and you can get a variety of different colors at TylerGlennShow.com, including the Tyler Glenn Show on Twitch. Look at this. They're on sale. Regular price $30, on for $22. Food, fun places, mayhem of life. Isn't this just a great design? See, he could show up in this shirt. He would look so snazzy. So, no, I had people reaching out and saying, oh, my God, did he really buy your shirt? I'm like, no, it was just my sad attempt at humor. I apologize. It's very, I guess I have to hashtag some stuff satire, because some people believe that, you know, they can't tell the difference between when I'm joking and when there's something actually factual going on. But anyway, an awesome opportunity to plug my store at TylerGlennShow.com. All you have to do is click on the merch link. Look at that's Canadian price too, $21.91. And you too can have this amazing fashionable shirt so you too can stand out at the next Jets game. Sunrise Credit Union, they are at the Brandon Career Symposium, which continues to go on at Brandon's Keystone Center. If you're looking for a career change, you may want to chop by the Keystone Center. If you've got a young person that's looking to venture out and start their career, or maybe check out a post-secondary institution, or maybe they want to get into cooperative banking. The crew at Sunrise Credit Union are there to answer any and all of your questions, not just with regards to job openings and career opportunities, but their freedom from fees as well. Your opportunity to get $2,000 if you bring a mortgage over to Sunrise Credit Union, or if you qualify for a new mortgage. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca or visit Sunrise Credit Union at the Brandon Career Symposium or any of their 19 locations across southwestern Manitoba. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with Co-ops of Westman. Visit Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepawa, Glidestone Co-op, and Hamiota too. Whether it be gas for your vehicle, your lawnmower, maybe some smokies to throw on the grill from the food store, or maybe you need some lumber to finish off that fencing project that you've got, or build a new deck or a new shed. Please visit your local co-ops of Westman, where you're lining the pockets of your community and not lining the pockets of billionaires. Co-ops of Westman is all about serving members and serving the communities in which they operate. So do check them out. Co-opsofwestman.ca. I may be proven wrong, but today it's still on today. So if you know of somebody that is in need of furniture, appliances, electronics, maybe you yourself looking for something like that, you can save the tax at Leon's Furniture Superstore. And that is some nice savings. You know, that's well over 10% savings when you go to the till. And the nice thing is that you see the sticker, the price you're going to pay on a love seat or maybe a laundry pair or a new fridge and stove. And then when you go to the checkout, that's what you're going to pay. I wish that we could save the tax on so much more stuff. Save the tax, even on sale prices at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue, and always at leons.ca. Still to come on the show this morning. Today is the last day, by the way, for the wrestling contest in Rivers. Okay, wrestlers, wrestling fans, today is the final day for you to win a six-pack of tickets. Okay, so you and some buddies can go and see the wrestling in Rivers. Here it is, a full card for the Canadian CWE Wrestling Competition in Rivers. Point to Prove 2024. It's Saturday in Rivers. Doors open at 6. Bell time is at 7. Tickets are $18 in advance, $20 at the door. Kids 12 and under are $10. But I am going to give you these tickets for free, 6 of them. A couple of families can go. Group of guys can go. There's a beer garden there. There's all kinds of food. The canteen is going to be run by the Rivers grad, 2024 grad class. And this is a fundraiser for the Rivers Firefighter Association. So even if you don't plan to go, but you're a wrestling fan, you can help me out by commenting, liking, and sharing on this contest to help promote it so that we can get some funds raised for the Rivers Firefighters Association. I would really appreciate that. This is a community event, and hopefully they've got a good turnout. They've had some success with it the last couple of times they've had it. So look for it this Saturday in Rivers.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Will this come to Canada? That's going to be the million-dollar question. Will this come to Canada? Walmart removes self-checkouts and swaps back to traditional lanes. But it's not because they care about customer service. Walmart is removing self-checkouts entirely from several stores. As part of a broader trend, retailers are ditching self-checkout to minimize theft. 9,000 stores converted to manned checkouts, and 4,500 stores limited to 5 items. Blessed Mama says, I find it shocking that they didn't see this coming. Dang Dong says, I think it's more about the economy than self-checkouts. They forced it too much. I like there's the option, but don't tell me to use it, especially a worker standing there watching me. Well, and we've mentioned this before, too. Giant Tiger is one that they have a customer service counter now, but everything else is self-checkout. But then don't have 10 people watching to make sure I'm not stealing stuff. I don't want people touching my groceries. I don't want to have a conversation. I don't want to be asked, how's your day going? I just want my crap. I want to pay and I want to go home and eat my pizza pops. Depends on the situation. Road Reverend says self-checkouts, you add more staff to monitor them. That's robbing Peter to pay Paul. Totally. Blessed Mama says, Molly, I use it if I have just a few items to get through faster, but if someone is just standing there, I let them do it. They're getting paid to do it. Dang Dong says, some people find it easy to justify theft from corporate. Well, exactly. It's exactly what I was saying. Some people find it easy to justify theft from corporations that don't care about staff or customers, especially when they're struggling themselves. It's a victimless crime like punching someone in the dark. However, it's not. Like, we all understand that, right? I mean, we think it's the corporate, but they turn around and then charge us. It's like punching yourself in the face in the dark and go, hey, what the fuck? Who did that? Wait a second. I punched myself in the face in the dark. It makes no sense. Why did I do that to myself? Molly says that after 10 hours of work, I just want to get in and out of the store. Clint says self-checkouts will help kill paper money and more fees. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Temptation is high because people are in desperate times. Self-checkouts offer that, unfortunately.
Why, at 8:30 in the morning, you have more than half of your self-checkout lanes closed. I understand that you don't have checkers anymore. Well, what's the purpose of having over half of your self-checkouts closed? A couple minutes before this, there was people backed up because they couldn't pay for their stuff.
Switching gears now, did you have an easy bake oven? Did you have one? Did you have a family member that had an easy bake oven? Apparently, a family ended up in the emergency room because the easy bake oven acted up a little bit. And here's the story.
My daughter and husband used the easy bake oven for the very first time since she got it. They were in the kitchen doing that while I was in the bedroom packing. And as soon as they plugged it in, Nora was like, this smells weird. And my husband just assumed it was because it was a toy and it probably smelled like plastic when you first plug it in. But he also has not had smell or taste for 3 years ever since he had COVID. But of course, we didn't think anything of it. The smell went away and they continued to cook. They were making a 2-layer cake, red velvet cake. And shortly after that, she said she was having trouble breathing. And I always take that very, very seriously. So I got out the pulse ox, checked her oxygen, and her oxygen was 89.
She took out the what?
Low. So we went straight to the ER. On the way to the ER, my husband was like, actually, I've been having like a difficulty breathing as well. I thought it was just me. I thought it was going to pass. Well,
because you guys were eating cake. You guys are eating too much cake. Maybe take it easy
right
on the cake.
To the two of them. Yeah. We get to the ER and I take a breath and I was like, shortness of breath for me as well.
Yeah, too much cake.
So they admit her, get her on oxygen. And once she settled, I was like, Ryan, you need to go and get yourself checked because it seems like you're having the same problem as her. And he went and got triaged. And that's very unlike him. Unless he's in severe pain, he's not going to get himself checked.
And this is in the States. They're going to have to pay for this. I can hear the meter running in the background. Tick, 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 tick. How much does this hospital trip cost here? She had it right the first go around that they hadn't used the Easy Bake Oven. Have you ever had some kind of toy you plugged in for the first time and it's got a weird smell? You know what's like that? A drill, a power drill. You buy a power drill, you get it home, you start drilling, you start cutting, whatever. It's got that plastic smell because it just came out of the factory. Yeah, I mean, maybe you should just turn it on and bake nothing in it when you first get your Easy Bake Oven home. I don't know. Who had an Easy Bake Oven? My sister had one. I can't say that that I used it. Lindy said, I got one when I had my tonsils out in grade 2. Mama Sunday says, I still have my Easy Bake from way back when. It's probably broken in now. You know what? Okay, so if you're going to start a new business, you're going to want to see Epla Office because they're the incorporating specialists in Brandon. Go see Eplaw Office. Also, if you're going to be buying or selling a house, forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs, specializing in real estate and corporate law, they take pride in being your trusted advisors. Building lasting relationships one case at a time. Eplaw Office at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Saturday's a deadline day to join Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa for their wine tasting event, which is happening on Tuesday. And I've caught wind that they're going to have some beer tasting events, spa days, which sound like fun. Always some food, always some drink, and always some relaxing time in the Clarso Nordic Spa. Have you been yet? You gotta go. It's up at the Elkhorn Resort at Clear Lake. But again, if you're going to take part in the latest wine tasting event, you've got until Saturday to get your advance tickets for that, okay? Price includes your wine. It includes the charcuterie board. It includes your robe and your soak in the Clarso Nordic Spa. And all you have to do is call 848-8739. Reach out to Elkhorn and say, I want to take part in the Tuesday wine tasting event. 848-8739. And Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show. Your opportunity to get an oil change and help the community at the same time, because they donate to charity every time you wheel into 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They'll give some cash to our friends at Helping Hands, Samaritan House, and the Bear Clan. And they'll show you your filters while you wait. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Go to MurrayChevBrandon.com. Take a look at the live webcam there to see how long the lineup is. This way, you can get ahead of the game by visiting MurrayChevBrandon.com. I got to show you this because I'm going to try it. If I pick these up, I'll try them on the show. If you come into them first, let me know. Taking two of my favorite flavors and putting them together. I love Sour Patch Kids. I'm not a candy guy, but it's well widely known. If I'm going to eat candy, it's got to be sour. Sour Patch Kids are pretty awesome. Oreo cookies are pretty awesome. What do you think of these flavors? Oreo plus Sour Patch Kids. Sour Patch Kids flavored cookie and cream with colorful inclusions. Artificially flavored. No, really? Limited edition. It'll be a summer collaboration. The kids are with the cookies. The new report says that Canadians need to really be careful because a report from Dalhousie University's Agri-Food Analytics Lab is reporting this morning that things are so awful in the economy and food costs are so high that 6 in 10 Canadians are now eating expired food. Holy cow. 6 in 10 Canadians are eating expired food. One-third said that their consumption habits haven't changed. Among those who said they potentially eat such foods, 23% said they always did. 1 in 5 of that group. 40% said they often eat food past its best before date or are overripe, with a further 31% doing the same. Just 8% said they rarely consume food under those conditions. So the Dalhousie University professor goes on to say that food inflation has really pushed Canadians to think differently about food. They have dramatically changed their eating habits. Food is now an asset, and you don't want to throw it out. And I think that if you had a glass half full look at this, that is true. I make much more soup. I make many more chilies. I try to make sure the leftovers seldom hit the garbage can because we know how valuable food is right now. It's expensive. But that's why Health Canada is saying be careful. There's nothing wrong with eating foods that are past their best before date. Do exercise caution. Now, it just goes, it's standard operating procedure to think that, look, You can't be eating cheese from 1986, okay? Well, maybe you can if it's packaged right. But I once had Parmesan cheese. We bought some Parmesan cheese product. It was like 2 years old, And Tracy's like, I'm not even touching that. I'm like, it's in its original container. It's a shelf-stable product, which means it's like ketchup, right? Something that can sit in the pantry. And it was in the back of the pantry, and we had made some spaghetti one night. And I cracked this thing open, and it was fine. I ate it. No problems. 2 years passed. 2 years passed its best before date. Trace wouldn't touch it. She was not much of a risk taker, but that's how cheap I am. Health Canada says foods like bread, meat, milk, and cheese fall into the category of being able to be eaten but must be done with caution if you're going to eat these foods going past the best before date. When asked if whether it's safe to eat food past the best before date, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency said something similar. There's a common misconception that food is good when it's before the date and bad after the date, and that is not true. However, consumers must use extreme caution when that date approaches, depending on the food that they're eating. Half of Canadians, 47%, have turned to using different food storage or preparation methods in order to extend the shelf life of their food, such as freezing bread or keeping produce in humidity-controlled drawers. But the shocking headline here is 60% of Canadians now, and this just came in a few minutes ago, this 60% of Canadians are now eating food that is past its best before date. Be careful if you're doing that. Now, one of the foods that has a great stable shelf life is salad dressings. And I've got for you this morning, they call it the 10 unhealthiest salad dressings. I say no. I say these are the 10 most delicious. Ken's Country French with orange blossom honey. Blessed Mom likes raspberry vinaigrette. Ooh, you would have liked that one that we tried on Tuesday. It's fruity, fruity. Molly likes Caesar and ranch. I'm not much of a French dressing guy, but Ken's French dressing apparently is loaded with calories. That is actually code for flavor. 12 grams of fat per 2 tablespoons. That means 6 grams of fat in just 1 tablespoon. Oh, how delicious that would taste. Not a big fan of French dressing, though. What dressing do you like? Oh, Kraft chunky blue cheese. I think my mom likes blue cheese. It's kind of the stinky cheese, isn't it? Lindy likes zesty Italian. I do too, Lindy. Zesty Italian. Full fat punch in the face vinegar. I was craving that last night. Didn't have any in the house. Kraft buttermilk ranch. Now, if you're going to get a ranch, if you're going to go to the ranch and get yourself some ranch, this is the one that you're going to want to get in Canada. I think the other one is, it's on the list.
What the heck is the other one called?
Hidden Valley. It's got to be on here. Hidden Valley's got to be on here. So this one's got 12 grams of fat, too, per 2 tablespoon serving. Here it is, Hidden Valley Ranch. Oh, I think this is probably my all-time favorite salad dressing. But it made the list. Go figure, hey? Go figure, Hidden Valley Ranch. 14 grams of fat per 2 tablespoons. But you're putting it on lettuce, so come on. Ken's Chunky Blue Cheese. Ken must be a fun guy to hang out with because his stuff is full fat and bad for you, which means it tastes good. I'm just not a blue cheese fan. Marzetti Chunky Blue Cheese. A lot of these blue cheese salad dressings. Ken has buttermilk ranch. Ken's Creamy Caesar. So I think we've determined that Ken is trying to kill us. Ken is trying to kill us with cholesterol and fat, but that's okay. We love Ken. Ken, 18 grams of fat. I have got to get this Caesar dressing. My daughter is crazy for Caesar salad. She could just eat every meal Caesar salad. This dressing will probably be the best tasting Caesar dressing you could get. 18 grams of fat. You know it's going to taste good. The salad dressing tied for the highest in saturated fat is Marie's Chunky Blue Cheese. 18 grams of fat, 3.5 grams saturated fat. It's Marie and Ken. I think that research is important. I think we need to really get the facts, Jack, because, you know, when I post this on my website, it's called 10 Unhealthiest Salad Dressings, but you know in my heart, I mean 10 delicious salad dressings we all need to try, okay? And speaking of tasty, Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba is back with their smile cookies. We're going to be doing a whole bunch of fundraising starting Monday. Do what you can to buy a smile cookie or two, or, you know, even better, buy some smile cookies for your at-work crew, your knitting friends, your golf buddies, smile cookies for all, because we're going to be raising a lot of funds for area organizations starting on Monday at Tim Hortons. And while you're picking up a smile cookie, make sure you get a double Oreo ice cap. Yes, they are delicious. They are a favorite of among the Sunseekers. They also come in caramel flavor, like the caramel bar at your local Tim Hortons store. And, of course, you've always got time for Tim Hortons. There's 10 locations in Brandon to serve you. In Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Get ready for Smile Cookie Week next week. Tonight's party night at Alternative Choice Garden Center. That party gets going at 5 o'clock this afternoon, the Spring Garden Gala. This is it. The start of the spring gardening season is here, and that party gets going at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And we'll go till 8 o'clock tonight. There's a candy bar. Your tickets get you 2 signature cocktails or mocktails to enjoy while you shop. The tickets are $5 for Grow Together reward members and $10 for non-members. And again, all ticket sales go to Bee City Brandon. Go to alternativegroup.ca to get your tickets. And again, that party gets started at 5 o'clock tonight at Alternative Choice Garden Center at 34th and Patricia. And from the hustle and bustle of an awesome garden party in the greenhouse to the quiet relaxation of Natural Elements Brandon, where you can go for a soak in their beautiful 60-minute float tubs with the Epsom salts there. There's so many health benefits, both mental health benefits and physical health benefits, to going for an Epsom salt float at Natural Elements Brandon. They also provide halotherapy, which is salt-infused air to help with breathing conditions. They've got coaching. They've got a licensed massage therapist. Heather is now on site and taking clients as we speak. Do stop on by. The owner's name is Corey. If you go on by, just ask for Corey. Tell them Tyler sent you. And she could give you a quick tour to show you around and show you how amazing this little facility is over at 2940 Victoria Avenue behind Precision Dental in the former CKX-TV building. You can also visit them online at floataway.ca. So apparently there's a hack to help you fall asleep, and it involves sticking your finger in your ear. How does this work? I know that sleep issues are somewhat of a challenge for the Sunseekers.
If you're having trouble sleeping, you want to rub the spot right here. It's called.
So you're supposed to rub your spot before bed. Wait a second. What kind of video is this? Rubbing your spot before bed. Okay, so apparently you're supposed to take your finger, and it's something about rubbing your earlobe. I think this might be bunk. Let's have a look.
If you're having trouble sleeping, you want to rub the spot right here. It's called Onmyon. Onmyon means peaceful sleep. What you want to do is come to your ear, slide your finger back. You're going to find a little ridge, a little notch right here. It's going to be tender and sore. Rub in a circular motion 1 to 200 times, and that's going to help relax your nervous system, calm things down, and make sleep easier.
That is our reset button. He found the reset. They say there are spots on humans that you can touch that make them go wild. This is the spot on humans that you can touch that knocks them out. Wonder if in a fight you could do that. Hi-ya! Oh, to get them turned around, get them in a headlock, and then just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Forget the sleeper hold. I'm giving thee the ear rub hold. This will put you to sleep. Well, apparently this
is... If you're having trouble sleeping, you want to rub the spot right here. It's called Onmyon. Onmyon means peaceful sleep. What you want to do is come to your...
Okay, so you got that. You go to the earlobe. This is how you find it. How do you find... I can't find anything anywhere. Even if there was a map. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. I need a map.
You're going to find a little ridge, a little notch right here. It's going to be tender and sore. Rub in a circular motion 1 to 200 times, and that's going to help relax your nervous system, calm things down, and make sleep easier.
I think that there's other things you could rub 1 or 200 times that would help you to sleep a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Your knees. Rub your knees. Okay, because I can find my knees. I can't find this. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe that's it. You're giving yourself a neck massage? Yes, we will. In the meantime, have an awesome Thirsty Thursday, and we'll see you again tomorrow at 7 o'clock for more food, fun, places, and mayhem. Thanks, guys.